Sick, dude.
Nice.
Sick. Okay, so you've been, yeah, you've been introduced to the rabbits now.
Yeah.
Which is a huge.
I know.
How do you feel?
I feel very good. I think I might get one. But
do you really? If you got a rabbit, I would be. So, there's another comic with a rabbit.
Who?
Espy.
Oh wait. She I think a rabbit. I do know that.
Because when I went to the rabbit rescue, they were like, we know another comedian with a rabbit. It's a very small, weird community.
When I go to the pet store and I buy hay, they're like, is this for Maddie? Like, they automatically know, like, is this, like, what's going on with Maddie?
They're like, is
the
this
guy
for Maddie?
At the pet store across the street who also has a pet rabbit and works there. So when they met each other, they do this thing called rabbit speed dating to see like if they'll
it's
be a
the
good
cutest
match.
Thing that's ever lived.
I like took them to like a place in Manhattan and he like met a bunch of rabbits and like they like chose each other. Like they fought everyone else and they like cuddled up immediately.
Wait, the two of them?
Yeah.
Wait, are they fixed?
Yes.
Do rabbits have to get
fixed? I thought you said, are they fake? No. Is this an illusion?
They're stuck.
Where
yeah.
am I? Is this a deep fake?
I came in super high. Yeah, wait, is this real?
Zen having a psychotic
I've been
episode.
Playing with them for like 20 minutes. Is this for real?
Yeah. Dude, that guy at the pet store across the street, he'd also done rabbit speed dating and he got interviewed by the Wall Street Journal because they were doing like a column about like isn't this quirky rabbit speed dating, and he had it folded over. He was showing me, he's like, look, we're in the Wall Street Journal, we're talking about rabbits, I think this is so cute. And I unfolded it to look at it. It was rabbit speed dating, top story, Trump shot the first time, and this still made
that's
the front page.
So
dude.
Funny. So I always think about like when like the Wall Street Journal does something like dumb like that where they'll have like Selena Gomez made a ton of money or something, and everyone in the comments like, you're gonna talk about this when blah 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 is going on. Yeah. And it's like, you could say that about anything.
Yeah,
I could go on any comment and be like, you're gonna talk about this when I'm on my period. That's
would
crazy.
You, would you just comment on actually everything?
I'm like on like war profiles. I'm like, you're gonna talk about the war when I'm on my period.
The war in Ukraine. I'm on my period, please.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right?
on my period. Okay, yeah. Okay. This is so mean.
Yeah, yeah, you bringing up Chinese policy right now is a little rude. All right? Yeah. It's really give me
focus
a flashback.
On me. Yeah. And what I care about. That's like literally every comment is like, focus on what I care about, and it's like,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
nobody. Wants to just keep talking about this. I say maybe no one cares about it.
Also, it's like I mean, not like those people are like focus on the thing that I'm like an expert in and I actually think is the forefront issue in like world relations right now. It's like focus on the other thing I saw on TikTok.
No,
like
one...
it's all, you also just saw this because you're algorithm.
Also, I think we could all agree rabbit speed dating. You want to hear about
that. Yeah, you want to hear about this.
You, it doesn't get matter who you are. You're like, tell me a little bit
you
more.
You kind of want that to be a show.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
want it to be
like
a TV
show.
Why
isn't that a show?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn the cameras off and do a pitch right now. I'm sorry. We're fucking wasting our time here. Yoshi and Wilbur are the real stars. So
no one in the comment section has ever been an expert on anything. That's the thing. Is no one who's an expert
comments
is commenting.
Yes.
Because if you're an expert, that means you're doing something that helps you become an expert and not going online and fucking commenting on shit.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone worth commenting talking to comments.
Yeah, I've never
when's the last time you've
something?
Ever been like, well, let me fucking weigh in.
No,
every comment's just
never.
Like a friend posts a thing and you're like, yay.
Yeah, yeah, it's like to the friend.
Yeah, yeah to
I've
the friend.
I've never posted on a public person's page and been like, she thought she ate.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah. You're lobotomized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so
never
insane.
Left like three paragraphs. I'm like, well, actually, if you go back to 1913, you know.
But also like comment on our stuff. And it's very important that you do.
Yeah. No. But that being said, do comment
yeah,
on
do
our
comment.
Stuff. A lot of fire emojis, a lot of keep
really
going, I believe
this,
in you.
Yeah.
A lot of I'm
she
proud of you.
Would be great, actually. Yeah, that would be really nice.
Really good job despite being on your period. That's what I would say every KC video now. It really killed considering the blood loss there.
It's ever been, like, this girl's always on her period.
Yeah, it's like every day. I don't...
This girl is always on her period. Yeah. I don't know what is going on, but I am constantly. It's either I'm on the verge or I'm getting off. And like, there is no telling. It might just be that I'm emotionally just like always dysregulated.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I think I'm PMSing.
Yeah, it's like how people are like, you're never more than like 6 feet from a spider.
Yes.
It's like, I'm never more than, I'm measuring myself
one day
in relation 2 days from my period. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 It could start right now.
I also used to be like, whenever I would get horny, I'd be like, I'm ovulating. And then I got horny on my period and I was like, my body's broken.
Yeah.
It doesn't know.
Like, I think I'm just
I'm
horny.
Just a slut.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
I can't
I'm just
even
horny.
Get pregnant and I want to fuck. That's slut behavior.
That's, like, that's not even evolutionarily.
It's unchristian.
Yeah.
Because people, when they live together, their periods sync up. What emotional states, since we live together, do you think would sync up? Like, when you're on your period, do I just get extra angry? Am I getting extra just absolutely pissed off?
Yeah, I think when you thought Noam Chomsky died for a few hours, I got my period out of nowhere.
We're both just crying. Wait, like, no.
Why did you think Noam Chomsky died?
Because there was this news story going around that he died.
Yeah, it was falsely reported.
Oh.
And then they were like,
well,
nope,
I mean, he's on the verge.
Technically not.
I mean, he's been on the verge of dying for my entire life.
He's like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what? You're still...
But Jimmy Carter's building houses. And Noam Chomsky's doing 18 Zoom interviews a day. Every day he's like,
that's
I got another
alive.
One. After,
that's what keeps him going.
Yeah, it was special for me because I got pulled out of my class in third grade to hear him talk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to be told that he died. And I was like, wait, how long has this been going on?
It's like every, I'm like, we finally got him. No. And that's, I think that's also the cornerstone of me and Maddie's friendship is weird political shit in Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Like, I think we passed each other at various street corners.
Yeah, we found out years later that we hung out at the same anarchist bookstore, but never met each other.
But never met each other?
No.
Yeah.
But I think it was also, I was disgruntled because I just, my dad was dragging me there and just being like, listen to this meeting. And I'm just like in fifth grade being like, I want to go to McDonald's. And there's a bunch of college kids who don't shower.
Yeah. And my parents were like trying to be so nice, but not agreeing with it. They were like, so how would not having any countries work? You know what I mean? They were like, I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah. That's so really sweet. Nice. But can you do
I was
do
like,
the
it's
dishes?
A lot of community gardens. And shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you sound like a fucking fascist. Give me $45 so I can buy a pamphlet.
Your whole plan is just community garden.
Yeah. It's a lot of it hinges pretty heavily.
It's a lot of
on
community gardens.
Sharing tomatoes. Yeah, that's my that was my high school understanding of international relations.
Community gardens is just also another way of saying like an Israeli settlement. Your plan failed spectacularly.
Like, no, not like that.
Which community's gardens? I was like, I accidentally.
You accidentally
I'm like tripping
conflict.
On a banana peel and I fall and I look up and I'm like, there's no borders because I made the whole world Israel. Oh no.
No borders if we take it all over.
Yeah, yeah that's kind of.
Did you grow up very politically like minded?
I majored in international affairs
oh,
and
shit.
Arabic.
Damn, you're fluent in Arabic?
Oh, no. Oh. No, but there was a time where I was like the government paid me to study Arabic. And then like, I was like intermediate in Arabic. I could like discuss issues in Arabic.
Wow.
And now
you're so smart that you were like, I wasn't
anything.
Fluent. I couldn't articulate all my thoughts, but you could articulate most people's thoughts.
I could articulate
if you could talk
like,
on
very
behalf
basic
of the government.
things in Arabic. And
dude,
then like,
that's crazy.
I lived, yeah. But then now it's all fucking gone. Like now when I even tell like if I find out like an Uber driver speaks Arabic I like if I'm drunk I'm like let's do this
yeah.
And then I fail so spectacularly multiple dates where I've been like I can do this just to be like look how impressive this is and then just failed so hard.
Damn. Yeah, how many languages do you speak?
Like four.
Jesus. Well, I got a 30-day streak on Duolingo French, so
That's really good.
Orange, le orange. So
orange.
Yeah. I'm really.
Wait, why are you learning French?
Because I already knew some from middle school.
It's kind of hot.
Huh?
It's kind of.
But you're not going to use French. Ever.
You can use
French.
Yeah,
I know. No,
with
it's,
who?
Yeah,
you can go to Mali. That's the country I pick.
It's completely impractical, but I just already knew
Spanish
some.
Or something.
I know. I do need to
or
learn Spanish.
Or sign language.
Sign language would be
both
huge,
cool
but you tried to teach
oh,
me, and I
yeah.
like, could not retain it.
You
I was
could
so
absolutely.
Bad at
you
have an
use
agenda behind
tried.
Sign
Every
language.
Every time I met my mom, you look like you've met my mom. You look like a deer in headlights. You're like, I don't know what to do. Like,
because you told me something, I was trying to remember it, and I fucking completely forgot.
You just
forgot
stare
it.
Forward like things. She's gonna punch you in the face or something.
You have a personal agenda for sign language.
I do have a personal agenda. Yeah. I have a personal agenda for Spanish and sign language.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I think because hey, you're actually gonna use Spanish.
Yeah,
it's a useful language.
Yeah,
it sounds cool.
Yeah. I will say Duolingo is great. I finished Duolingo Spanish because I was like, you can like test out a bunch of stuff and then you finish it. At the end, they'll be like, there is no more lessons for you.
And
then it only says, you know, 40% of Spanish. And I was like, so what the fuck
it's like
was
you could,
this about?
You can go to the library and like pick out a book.
Yeah, I'm
using Duolingo French more to like fight dementia and just like exercise my brain than I am in like
you're 25.
Thinking that I'm fucking...
You Maddie, gotta start
what
the fight
like,
early.
I'm using it to fight off dementia.
Dementia runs in my family, dude. I'm staring down the barrel of that.
You're 25. I think you still have another at least 25.
Yeah, but you gotta start young.
It would be great though if you got dementia and what you remembered was French.
That's it.
She like doesn't remember family members, but she remembers French.
Yeah. Wait, is that a way to fight dementia? It's not. But is that a way it's to fight dementia where you try to just learn a ton of stuff? So even if you lose 60% of it, you still know a shit ton.
That is true.
I'm gonna give everyone 40 nicknames as like insurance. I'm like, I can forget most of these. Yeah. I still know who you are still on some get level. That, yeah.
And then you forget the face and you're like, I'm fucked. I'm so screwed.
Now I'm like, I just know that Jim Bob is out there somewhere.
I feel like I have that now because so many people in comedy, you meet so many people, they come up to you and they say, hey, and I'm like, I have literally no idea.
I just wait for them
to give me a cue. Yeah.
I always say good to see you.
Yes. Yeah,
good to see you.
But now I had the thing where it would be like, hey, nice to meet you. And they're like, we met. And it's like, well,
went off of me. Like, we've done so many shows together. I'm like, three concussions.
You're like,
I'm happy I can remember my fucking name.
Yeah. You're like, why don't you try to be more memorable?
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Try to be a little more memorable.
Oh, you had the bats. No, that's not true. That's not what I'm saying. But now I'm doing the opposite thing where it's like I'll like not say hi to someone because I'm like, hey, good to see you. And then eventually they're like, nice to meet you. And they're not a comic, so it just seems like so rude.
Right.
They're like, why didn't you say hi to me? And I'm like, because I'm trying to.
I know. I'm trying to juggle a lot of things here.
Yeah.
I just say trying to fight off
dementia. I'm learning French.
Yeah.
You also like edit videos. You're a great stand. Like you're using your brain a lot.
Thank you.
You're doing it 24/7. You're like, you're not just sitting around in your room.
But I think back to high school, and I'm like, we did like history and math and science. Yeah. Like, we were doing so much shit. I'm like, I definitely don't use my brain as much as I did in high school.
No.
If I had to go back to my high school schedule, I would struggle.
Have you ever read like a paper you wrote? Like I read a paper I wrote in college one time, and I was like, I was so smart.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
This is not connected.
I can't think of a single sentence right now. Yeah. Like I couldn't like write an academic sentence.
I went to like a really hard high school where a lot of people that I was like around, like their parents were like professors at the university, and it was so hard. And then I went to college and I was like, college was easier than high school.
I know, mine too.
High school was hard as fuck. Yeah. If you're like taking AP classes and stuff, it was like, dude.
I did IB and they made you like handwrite. Our like history exams were all handwritten because they didn't want you to like, I don't know what it was.
Versus like typing it?
Yeah. So they had to, you had to handwrite it in class. And so, or even homework, you'd have to handwrite it in preparation for the exam.
Oh, this was like a final exam. This was like
all the things were handwritten. So it'd be like 20 pages of handwritten shit. Yeah. But then in college, you're just like fully hungover taking a test.
Yeah.
Just
and then I went to like a film schooly thing.
Nice.
And you know what I mean? It was so easy.
You're like, I think what he meant to say was that's like how every sentence starts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's like any academic thing is like you read it and then you're like, I think what he meant to say was.
Yeah.
Or is she.
Gotta remember. Yeah.
Yep.
We had a class though where we were reading like Marx and shit. And I was like, this is over my, I just couldn't. Yep. Because also a lot of those guys...
You weren't paying attention at the Anarchist Bookshop. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah, even the dementia hit back then, right? The key points. Say that.
Oh, so you do dementia. You forgot about the middle class.
Yeah. Forgot about the working man. That's what you did.
And his name is us.
Yeah.
No, but those guys, like a lot of them, they'll like make up their own terms in the paper.
Which I want to start doing that to seem smarter.
It's kind of a like dick out fucking balls to the wall move.
Yeah. I've made up my own classes.
To be like the Wiener Hypothesis. Out of fucking
nowhere.
We kind
of do have that though.
Yeah, like our own lore and terminology.
Like
I mean, phone is in the bag. Let them know.
Bag,
those are both
let
like
know.
Lifestyle.
Calling people loons, I think, is pretty
big. Silly Billy Balloon Town.
Yeah. That refers to a psychotic break, by the way. That Silly Billy Balloon Town refers to the worst moment of your life. A trip to the psych ward.
I like that you're like, there's going to be a second one. You can't just be like, the psychotic break.
No. Yeah. The
first.
The sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys, like, I don't know. It was so much brazen. Like, they were just so confident. They were like, wow, this guy's a genius. But it's like, they were just, like, kind of blindly confident. Yeah. Some of the shit is stupid.
Because you can read
like
a lot of it and be
stuff,
like, I don't really think you are following your own argument. Like, you're not good at arguing. But that's part of it, you know. That's part of being a man and just being so confident you put shit out there.
Yeah.
It's like if Yoshi could talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yoshi would have some big social theories.
But then like Wilbur would have the actually smart stuff, but he would just take a really long time to come up with it. Mm-hmm. And it would only be like one paper, but it'd be really good. Mm-hmm. And you could really like base a lot of things off of it.
Yeah.
But Yoshi would be prolific.
Yes.
Yeah. like a lot of movies versus like Michael Bay versus like Paul Thomas Anderson.
I was about to say, I'm like, it's like a really good alt comic versus someone who's doing a lot of crowd work. Like, yeah, you're from the South Side, check his pockets. Yoshi kills up front. For sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yoshi's a cruise ship comic.
Yeah.
Yoshi's a hard follow.
Yeah.
In a room, he's a hard follow for sure.
Yeah.
But Wilbur, he really needs his crowd. He really needs the crowd to come to him.
Yeah.
And once you do, you're like, wow, this guy's a genius.
Yeah, dude. Wait, so when you were majoring in international relations, what was the plan pre-comedy?
Like State Department.
God damn.
Holy shit.
Well, I mean, I didn't do it, so it's not really.
Were you living in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. So they pay you a lot to study Arabic because they really need people who speak Arabic. And then like
you can tell by which language they're paying you to study. You're like, what are you guys planning?
Yeah. You can learn they're how like, to there's say, gonna be say shit. Your prayer.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Any last
to everybody.
Words? I know that. That's the first phrase they teach you. No, I speak Hindi, and so that is also another language they really like. And so if you have a combination, it's like a really good combo to get a lot of jobs. But then I was like, I really don't think I want to work with that.
Do you have to get to an insane level to like, are you going from you understand like a Hindi English thing and like an English Arabic thing, but could you translate like Hindi to Arabic at any point, or is that a new set of skills you have to learn? You know what I mean?
I think if you were really, really good at both of those, it'd be like the same kind of skill set, but you would just have to know both of those really well.
Gotcha.
But
that's
then, like,
so interesting though.
Yeah, it's like you just have to commit. It was like a point where I was like, I just have to commit my life to this or not do it. Mm. And I was like, I don't think I'm gonna do it. But I did go. I like studied in the Middle East for like a while, and then my final year, I was gonna go there for a year for this like scholarship that they pay you to go and study Arabic, and I was like, I don't. That means because after that, you have to make a 2-year commitment to the State Department because they're like, we already paid you to go study.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm not making a 2-year commitment to the State Department. That's
God
crazy.
Goddamn right.
That's insane.
That's the name of this episode.
2-year commitment to the State Department.
Yeah.
Where in the Middle East were you studying?
So I went to Egypt for one summer, and then I went to Oman for the next summer. And then the third year when I was supposed to go to Jordan, I just graduated instead. I was like, I'm just gonna leave college.
Mm-hmm.
So then I
thought you just follow around the Arab Spring. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
I really did follow the Arab Spring. Well, yeah. I went to Egypt and the second Arab Spring happened, like the second week I was there, and I was just like, I was like so young. You know when you're young and you don't think you're gonna die or anything, like nothing's gonna happen. So I just
like,
stayed
spring
there.
Spring break.
It truly was like, I'm just gonna stay
just
here.
Like, wow.
My parents were so mad, but I mean they couldn't do anything because you know. I'm not going to take a cab to the airport. So how are you going to get me out of here? So that's the big, they're still kind of mad about it, I think. But then I just stayed there and it was honestly, it was okay. I was on the wrong side, went to a lot of protests to end up electing a dictator. But
really, we've all been there. You know, it is what it is. You go through a silly phase where, like, we need more freedom, and then you know, then people are getting shot in the courtyard.
You don't think you're gonna get swayed by a dictator until you get
swayed by a dictator.
Like,
who is this guy?
And then you're like, big
think,
dick energy.
Yeah. Yeah, so
truly,
strong.
I was like, wow, so charismatic. Yeah, I'm like, I don't even understand what he's saying, but so charismatic.
Yeah. Americans can't even cancel you for that because we're too stupid to even know what. You know what I mean? Even know what the wrong side, like it would never trend on Twitter. They're like, she did what?
Yeah.
They're like, why are you talking about this
guy? He went on TV. So there was already a guy who was elected, and it was like technically a fair election, but a lot of people in the country thought that like it wasn't fair. Anyways, then he's about to get ousted, and the military guy who comes on the screen and like on the radio and stuff. The military is huge in Egypt because every firstborn son has to go to the military. So all like,
only firstborn. Interesting.
It's very biblical. It's like sort of Old Testament firstborn has to go to the military. So everyone knows someone in the
as
military.
As if like the next come isn't going to be as good or something.
Yeah, they're just
yeah,
like,
you want to get the first
well,
batch.
Well, I think they're like, if one of them dies, you still have a son. Like the idea is that like we can't sacrifice all your sons to the military.
Oh.
Although no one.
But then
I mean,
why wouldn't you do secondborn? Because firstborn, you could only have one.
Yes. But I think if you just have one, you don't have to send one or something. I'm not really sure exactly what. And it's also like a short term thing. I think it's like 2 years or whatever.
I'm also like, this doesn't make sense. And you're like, well, it was based on the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm like, the logic isn't quite sound in the book from the. Okay.
Yeah. So then everyone trusted the military. And then the military guy comes on screen. And all my friends, like, I was like dating this Egyptian guy. Like, we would all like sit around and like listen to the radio and like him giving speeches. And he went on and he said, I will take power for 1 year. And I will allow a fair election to happen. And when you're listening to a lot of propaganda, you really think he's only going to take power for 1 year.
Just a military guy. He just wants it for 1 year. And this it's like is a like, vampire. You invited him in. He's like, yeah, you're so dumb. I tricked
he's
you.
He's still in power. This was 10 years ago.
It was like all because of Casey. Years ago, you find out Casey was like translating the speech. He calls the State Department. He's our guy. He's so dope. You're, like, you're taking shots with the new dictator.
You got sent to write for Weekend Update the way that Russia like makes meme farms to like infiltrate American media.
Yeah.
You're like, isn't it funny that Trump's actually awesome?
That's like all the jokes I submit. I'm like, I don't know why I don't get picked. It is a lesson, I think, in not knowing enough information and propaganda really working on you. Like, I didn't know enough.
To, like, support a dictator and be like, well, this taught me a lot. This was really a good journey for me, you know?
It really helped me realize.
Kidnapped from their family, like, please. And you're like, wow.
Like, I should be on TikTok. Understand the other side. I understand the other side. I get what's going on. If you don't know enough, you can end up supporting a dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have good sound bites.
They have great sound bites and they are extremely charismatic.
Oh, like who's, you know, David Drake's joke about like alt-right stuff?
Mm-mm.
David Drake, look him up, the fucking best. But he has a joke where it's something to the effect of like, all the things on paper sound like you know, they're like, all lives matter,
yeah,
freedom.
Yeah.
And he's like, who is this guy? My best friend? Yeah. And it's like, no, that's a Nazi, actually. Yeah. But they're good at branding it in a stupid, simple way.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then you also kind of are like, well, like now it's procrastination, right? Like a guy comes on screen and he says, 1 year, you don't have to think about shit for a year.
It's like, also, you never have to vote again. You're like, sweet.
Well, like,
you don't have to go to the DMV.
You're just I'm just going to put up this decision till next year.
Yeah.
I'm just going to decide next year.
Yeah.
Like right now, I can just go on vacation now. So then right after it happened, we went to the beach. We like went to Alexandria. We like had such a good time.
It's such a funny way to take over a country.
She has so much blood in her hands as she's suntanning. And
yeah.
To take over a country.
We fixed
like,
the country, dude. I can't believe I've just been here for like 3 weeks. I fixed this fucking country.
The same way you snooze an alarm. You're like 5 more minutes. And then you're like, oh,
truly,
I slept for 10 years.
I know. Yeah.
Damn, that's so wild, that was, dude.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then you were like, maybe I shouldn't work for the State Department.
I like went to protests for this guy.
Whoa.
I like
were you
went
around people where
protests.
You were like, were one of those like, wait, maybe we're the back, like you can see by the people
yeah,
that are
like
around
the,
you. Like,
it's like the Mitchell and Webb sketch, yeah, you know, yeah, where he's like, maybe we're the baddies. No, because everyone around me was like, they're all like, they were all like educated liberal and in a way elite. And so I think they had a stake.
Well, those people always do the right thing.
Yeah, those people always.
Those people always think about others.
They know what's going on. I was like, I don't know. He has a nice car. He probably knows what to pick.
He's like, hey, man, can you pick me up? And you're like, sorry, I'm using my hand to pat myself on the back. I'm kind of busy right
it's
now.
It's also crazier because I'm like, I don't know. He orders for me at dinner. So he probably knows the right thing to do. It's already a huge red flag that he ordered for me at dinner. Yeah, so that was a big mistake. You know, but really, I mean, Egypt's kind of coasting right now, and they're doing.
You're like, let's not focus on that.
Yeah, who knows how things could have turned out, you know? And there were bad people on both sides. I turn into Trump.
Yeah, that's the left version of Trump. There are good people on both sides. Like, there are
bad people
on
both
sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to say something real quick. 2 second intermission. Okay. Sorry, sometimes the frame is like wide. Sorry, I got a call from the media. They're like, shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm like, hey, Maddie, can I talk to you for a second? Don't bring this up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the next year I went to Oman. And that was,
I thought you said Omaha for a second.
No, Oman. That one was a lot more chill because they already had a dictator they really liked.
Like, oh, you found your guy.
Well, he was like a monarch, sort of.
Yeah.
But then he had this whole weird thing where they were like, he's going to die. He's going to die soon. And he didn't have any heirs. And then there's like different tribes that control different areas. And he had, in a Game of Thrones way, Game of Thrones was such a big part of my life during this time, because when the Egyptian Revolution happened, we watched the Red Wedding episode. I remember that was the night that he got overthrown, and we also watched the Red Wedding. And it was like, such a great night.
Oh my God, this is so real. Literally everyone around you.
It was truly, Game of Thrones, huge in my life. The next year, I'm in Oman. He has written in an envelope who he wants his successor to be, and no one is to open that envelope till after he's dead, which kind of just sort of guarantees like a, probably like a tribal war. Anyways,
also tell the guy, because then they're gonna open the envelope. The guy's like, I haven't prepared at all.
Yeah, or he's like, everyone's gonna kill me. Yeah, because like that's probably what's gonna. Anyways, and that was a really good summer. I had a really good time. I lived in a little village, in the middle of nowhere,
what's
desert.
Important is you everywhere.
I not on my period once. No, I had a really great time, and
yeah, none of the blood was mine.
No, and they're still doing fine. Oman's one of the only like very peaceful countries in the Middle East. They almost never have conflict, and people are largely not mistreaten, I think. According to
that's
propaganda
what the dictator
that I read.
Says, yeah. We're doing weekly according calls with the dictator read, guy. Yeah.
Yeah, really good country. Actually, high rec. Everyone should go to Oman. Hell really yeah. Good country.
Are there countries on your bucket list that you still want to go to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I would love to go to Jordan. Jordan's also another like pretty safe, great country. Maybe not right now, but Lebanon, huge on my list. Mm. Always
dude,
hard to get.
Malik and Emil were supposed to go, and then it got canceled. And,
I know.
Yeah.
And when I was in Abu Dhabi, this Lebanese comic was like, oh my God, you should come to... I was like, I've been dying to come to Lebanon. And then he messaged me, and he was like, Malik and Emil are coming. And then I saw that they both canceled. But I was going to be at
so
work
sad.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah, but Lebanon is supposed to be gorgeous, hottest woman in the world. Like, just... Their Arabic's supposed to be the hottest Arabic. Like, it's just all... It's all... Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds pretty great.
I know.
That's what's up. Yeah. What's on your bucket list that you haven't been to?
Well, obviously Brazil. You got to go see the capybaras in person. Got to go hug a capybara in real life.
I saw capybaras when I was in Tokyo, and it was the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
Fed the capybara, right?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll show her the video post-pod. It's pretty big. Okay, pretty huge. Okay. I want to go to like... I had some friends on Tandem I want to go visit. I can't get into Venezuela.
Oh,
but
why?
Because I've thought about it, but I can't.
Because things are not great there.
Oh, not you
right
personally.
No, just like anyone with a U.S. passport.
Dude, there's a kind of cool thing. I mean, not cool. Well, it's interesting. On the U.S. State Department, they have like a map of the world.
Yeah.
And then the ratings from like, there's four levels of like, totally safe, knock yourself out, go have a good time, to like, do not go
do
here.
Not go.
And I think it's specifically what's safe for Americans. But it's what's safe in general.
It's
but
also
it's like,
if they,
but it's like the
if they don't like the government.
Well, it's usually there's a little bit of that, but if they can't like get you out if there's a conflict. Like they just want to make sure that the embassy can get you out in time. And if you can't get out in time, then you shouldn't go.
Yeah, it could be that the country's dangerous. It could be that they have poor relations there. So like their embassy isn't operable. But there'll be things that are like, if you go here and something bad happens, we can't help you.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot call the U.S. Embassy.
Some of that's fake news, though. It was like at a terror level 3 when I used to go to El Salvador, and it was completely fine. And now it's at a 2, and it's safer than New York City.
No, I'm not saying like, but there are some like Russia's on that list right now. Venezuela's on that list right now. We could pull up the map, but it's like,
I believe in the map. I'm just saying that I think sometimes the U.S. reasons are like, it's so
well,
unsafe.
But
because
they're like, you got to get out. Every day they would send me an email saying, you have to leave right now. Yeah.
I feel like I agree that U.S. public opinion is probably like there's a lot of like white Americans that are like, oh, don't go to this country. It's safe. And it's like literally the only reason you think that is because it's not a majority white country. But there are some things on this list where I'm like, they list the reasons why. And it's like there are countries that are like unstable where it's like if you go there and there's no U.S. embassy, you might be like
in
trouble.
You might be stranded.
For sure. I'm just saying sometimes they'll pick a government that's not currently agreeing with them.
Sure.
Then be like, it's dangerous to go there. But I'm saying it's not that dangerous. They'll just be dangerous because Chile doesn't want to nationalize its mines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or dangerous, there's no embassy. And it's like, well, there's no embassy because we stopped working with them because we don't like them. Yeah.
It's also, you also always have to remember, even in like a war zone, like in a civil war, people are still going to school.
Yeah,
like you're still going to
It's important to remember, people are still going to the beach.
Yeah,
people
are still
hanging out.
Going to
Casey's
the beach,
like, people are still
people
having
are
a great... Some people
beach.
Are taking Molly and but being part of a polycule.
You could do that in the U.S.
In Lebanon,
like, we have
right
mass
now.
Shootings all the time. It's like not a safe place to come, but like if you're smart and you know where you're going, like,
right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places where it's
I
totally
never go hang out in an elementary school.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why would I do that? Duh. Yeah. Simple right there. The threat levels, like, do not come. We cannot get you out of an embassy. Yeah, I'd rather go to, I'd take my chances in Somalia before I go to
seriously,
fourth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, damn.
Where do you want to go?
The only places I've been were Canada, the UK, and Tokyo, which were very cool. I'd really like to go to, Morocco seems cool as fuck, dude.
Morocco, Gibraltar. It's an island right off the coast of Spain. It's the only place in Europe where there are primates. There's like monkeys.
Whoa, let's go.
Do they get those in?
No, they're naturally. They're native there.
Damn, that's sick.
It's pretty cool.
That belongs to the UK?
Yeah, but it's like a weird fight. And people speak a mixture of like Spanish and then British English, which is interesting.
Oh, damn.
They say stuff like born on the rock. it's literally
Game
just a weird little rock.
The very Game
Dude,
of Thrones.
Speaking of a weird little rock, you know where I want to go? The Pitcairn Islands. Do you know this place?
No.
Dude, it's this like weird little tiny island that like 50 people live on. Uh-huh. It's so small, it doesn't have an airport. You can travel there by boat if you really want to. And this one guy made like a YouTube documentary where he was like, I'm fucking going, dude. And it's like
got
hard to get to.
You're like, and this is the community garden I was looking for. You're like, fine. You're like, this is the anarchism I see. Just a boat full of like sweaty college kids from Chapel Hill. No, we can really make something here.
But it's so funny. It's like, they're not like an uncontacted tribe. Like, they got there and it's like, yeah, they have TVs. And they were like, like, we like used doing? To be a an English colony, so we get shipments and stuff. Yeah, there's like 50 of us, but we don't have an airport. But we kind of like
gotta
just live here.
So inbred.
Yeah,
it can't be great, dude.
We did an episode of The Man with 1,000 Kids who like personally ruined the Netherlands gene pool.
Oh yes, I saw that.
yeah,
that shit's wild.
So I feel like I take my chances in that town of 50 over just dating someone in Sweden right now. Yeah,
that's so weird to be like. Okay, it's my sperm.
just to wake up and be like, I ruined a gene pool. I'd be like, everyone is like my kid. Is such
Don't tell
a weird...
anyone it's my sperm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no like...
His nurse is like, what'd you say? He's like, nothing. It's my sperm.
There's no like female equivalent of like, I planted my
eggs. I know.
You would have to be such a diabolical level of like, I did surgery on every woman in the country and put my eggs inside of her.
It would also just not occur to you because you'd be like, I don't want to do that shit.
Like, I'm on my period.
I would take over the world, but I'm on my
period. It is crazy because no one talks about how much he had to jerk off to do this. He's just
like
getting patients.
All day, every day.
Every day.
Yeah, that's like at least 6
off.
Loads a day.
Just so crazy.
That's wild. Yeah. Where was that? That was Denmark?
Holland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not particularly on my list. Iceland would be cool. Yeah.
I hear
Peru.
Ooh, Peru is incredible. Iceland's also incredible, but Peru is one of my favorite countries.
For real?
Love Peru.
Dude,
so
there's
Lima
so much cool, like,
so
art history
cool.
there that's Lima's like, so I'm a cool. big art history yes. guy. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to Rome for a day too. That was really
Ooh,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go to Rome. Yeah, I've never been to Italy.
And I think I'd like to go to France just because.
We got the Duolingo speak.
Duolingo.
And I think
and
French
Mali,
girl fashion is kind of cool. Yeah. That would be sick. Yeah.
For French. My sister has a 470-day streak on Duolingo.
Damn.
I know, but I'm like, that's like, what?
That's like 2 classes.
What are you doing? Yeah.
That's like 2 actual classes.
Yeah, at this point, I have to do it because the little owl will be like,
yes,
I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. And then you do it and he looks
BPD
like he's about to
owl.
Come. He's like,
do you love me anymore? I'll kill myself if you don't come back here.
The owl's like, this time it's this way, but next time I'm going to cut vertical. And you're like, what?
The owl
are
texted my
about?
Parents and said that he's worried about me. The owl went to your mom's house looking for you. No.
But this is more practical than when I was younger. I was learning Hebrew because we learned it in like to temple
sure?
and stuff.
Yeah, might not. All you have to do to learn is I'm sorry.
Well, I did stop learning it because I was like, okay, I'm not ever gonna go to Israel.
Right.
And there's
like, actually low key a high amount of French people in New York.
I really want to go to
interesting.
Tel Aviv.
Really,
me and Mark McPartland, friend of the pod, friend of everyone, really. We were talking about. How you hear a lot of French, like Manhattan, a lot of French tourists.
Upper West has a lot of French. Yeah. There's an alliance, like a French alliance thing where you can go take classes for free because the French embassy, I think, pays for it.
Whoa, that's sick.
And there's like some preschools that are entirely in French in the Upper West Side.
Oh, that's it.
Because yeah. I think peak New Yorker, peak white New Yorker, just is a French person.
Yes.
Just a really skinny right. chain smoking. I'm too cool. I'm slightly pissed all the time.
Paris, yeah. New York has a very similar like. Yeah. Okay, this is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Do you know a lot? Part of the reason I learn a lot of French?
Wow, you like a model that's from France.
Yeah, I watch a lot of like those New York Fashion Week Vogue videos, and they're always like, I am in France, and then I am in New York, and I was like, me too. But then I'm trying to, I'm like, it's such a sexy language, yep. But then I'm learning it, and I'm like, I don't know how to say anything sexy. I'm like, the dog is mine. It's like,
you should just learn the French accent in English.
Yes.
Just do the French accent, so that way it just seems
have
like
a
you
bit
speak
where
French.
You speak in the French accent. Yes. Yeah, you'll get used to it. And that's the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be huge, dude. Gavin was doing like a, after the show last night, Gavin was doing a French accent for like 5 hours. It was so funny.
Him 5 hours?
That's I mean, like, he literally, he didn't leave. He was like, I do not know why the show is. We are going to a diner. And it was so funny.
Oh, you guys went to a diner?
Yeah, I know.
Man,
I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah. Do you feel like, though, like, I'm sure, I think we've talked about this, where it's like men will come up and be like, oh, I didn't think I was going to like you because I don't like female comics, but you were actually really funny.
Yes.
And I didn't realize, like, when I started, I was so naive that I was like, that's such an antiquated, nobody thinks that women aren't funny.
Yeah.
And then like 5 or 6 years in, guys started saying that to me after shows, yes. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I was walking on stage
with
facing
you
that.
Hating me, yeah.
And if I had known that, I think I would have been too nervous. It was only because I had this blind like optimism,
right?
You're used to the community gardens.
Yes.
Used to Chapel Hill. You're
used to Chapel Community Gardens.
You know, people don't even believe that women are. People don't believe they're still women. Yeah. No one has gender anymore.
I literally will do jokes about like, I think I might be non-binary, and they're like, I don't like women, but I like you. It's like you don't even.
They only like you because they're like, well, of course you're non-binary. You're funny. You can't be a woman. There's got to be a they, them in there.
Yeah.
It is insane because, I started in the South, so I never felt like it wasn't even the women thing because I think I also was blindly optimistic because I think I went to like an all-girl school. So whoa. I didn't really think about sexism in a weird
interesting.
Way. Because I was like, everyone I know is a woman. So it doesn't occur to me that like a boy is going to be smarter than you because the smartest person I know is a girl, you know? Mm. So it's like this weird thing. But then I was like, oh, they hate me because I'm brown. Because I was in the South. So I was like,
damn.
Oh, I immediately have to be like, that's why I would always put my best joke first. Because I was like, I'm going to lose them like immediately if I don't do this.
They're so much less friendly up top.
Yeah.
Because there is like, if you're any kind of like marginalized community, I feel like it's this weird double-edged sword where I'm not like, it's good that the world's hard because it makes you better. Like, no, it's fucked up. And there are probably a lot of people that would be great that if they were given that grace that like white men are given, then they would, like straight white men, then they would choose that. But there is something of it, if it doesn't break you, it does force you to, you have a hard follow built in every single time. Yeah.
Totally.
And it's like,
I used to like tell people who brought me on, I'd be like, hey, they'd be like, what do you want me to say? I'd be like, just don't say this next woman coming up. Because I was like, they're immediately, I would rather you just say the name and then I come up and at the very least, like a smile or something could get them than for you to be like, oh, a woman's coming up, you know?
And I think,
which
even
could
like,
be in my head, but also, I don't know. I just
like
it. No,
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And I'm like, even like gender identity aside, I'm like, if I'm a woman, that feels like an adjective, not like the main.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels like such a, and I have brown hair and I'm 5'3". Like it's such a just like detail, not like the thing. But I think it also maybe subconsciously does something where if the host is a guy and he's like, this next comic, they're subconsciously like, he sees her as a comic. Not like a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's the worst? I got brought up one time. Had a show like near a military base in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
I did the Fort Bragg before.
Oh, you did the actual thing.
I
was just like outside
bits.
Of it.
Yeah.
But dude, they brought me up and they're like, I think this is the first woman we've ever had on this stage.
Oh, my
give it up
God.
For Maddie Weiner. Like they didn't even say it right. I was like, God,
this is the first,
Maddie
I guess we're having
Weiner.
A stripper in the middle of the show. Give it up for a wiener. That's funny. Buy your wieners for Maddie Weiner, everybody. Yeah.
Maddie brutal. Weiner just sounds like, you know, she's a woman, so she whines.
Yeah,
get it? Get it, Weiner?
Stop beating me.
It's like, okay.
Yeah,
there's really no, we could have changed the name, but now we're stuck with it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Have you ever gotten like a weird, I mean, I don't know what the equivalent for men would be, or if you feel like a weird, because gender is baked into language in a way that it is so easy to be in like
an
intro like that.
I got brought up in a weird way one time where it was a white dude who went up before me and had like a really great set. And then the host went up and said, and now the exact opposite of the comic you just, which
oh
is just
God.
Like a way of being like, brown woman. But it sounded like I was gonna be bad. Because I was like, he just fucking crushed. Why would you say that?
Yeah, and people are so blind to like people like to seeing like race and gender when it's the like what they deem the default. Yeah. So they were just like the opposite of a good
guy. Yeah. So I was like, why would you fucking say that? And now I have to go up and be like
also that's your joke to make. That's the person to be like, energy shift.
Yeah.
You don't say that before the person fucking gets off.
You're ready to be bummed out.
That's wild, dude.
But some not similar to this, but just wild thing I didn't expect. It was a few weeks ago, actually. I was in Raleigh doing some shows. I jumped on the roast battle. I won the roast battle, and then the two people that the audience declared like were the funniest had to roast each other. We had like 10 minutes to write jokes about each other. I had never met this guy. This guy had never really met me, but I found some jokes, and I go over all of his jokes. Were like, he says his name is Kenyon, but his real name is Muhammad Ejad. Gets an applause break. Does several jokes where he's like, he buys fucking used hijabs off OnlyFans. It turns into him. Other applause break. Like it was like truly like it made me lose faith in like America. And you. I'm like, it's not even the right type of racist. I was like, I'm not even the race you're talking about. And I had some good jokes. I had like some clever jokes about the guy. And they were like, I don't know. And he won. He won.
Jesus fucking Christ.
By being extremely Islamic. He's like Kenyon and his fucking five wives. And everyone's like, he's saying what everybody's thinking. It's like the club I started at.
So insane.
A place I like revere. And I'm like, this is cool. Raleigh has the best audiences. They all just went, this dumb Arab. Got no plus break and I lost. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't even the right. And all the comics that knew me were like, what the fuck is happening?
That's
it was like
wild.
Truly like you could see like policy versus like demagoguery in real time where I was like, no, this is a very clever, smart like platitude. And he's like, I don't know. I just don't want him here.
Me voting for that guy.
Yeah, I was like Trump might win again.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that was pretty well, you know, sometimes after show, because I feel like I've always grown up almost everyone I talk to, I think comes from like a different background. So I can get along with, I would say, pretty much anybody. But like sometimes like some rednecky stuff after shows, they'll say like really weird stuff to you and you're like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just sort of like,
sometimes
just like,
people will come up to me and they'll be like, this has only started happening recently, but they'll be like, so you didn't say things that were real on stage though, right? Because there's a lot of like just stuff about like my childhood and stuff. And then I'm like, you think I would make that up? That's so insane.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Why would I make that up? But also, I'm like, I get it, because it just seems very, you know?
People say that to me too, but my set's just about getting laid. And I'm like, no, fuck you, that happened.
What, you're making that up, right?
That would not happen.
What are you reading from your fantasy novel?
So funny.
Yeah, dude. It's like a... It's weird, like the stand-up makes you understand ways that you're perceived by like an average person in a way that I don't think we would be aware of if we didn't do it. Yeah. Like if I didn't do stand-up, I could really drink the Kool-Aid of how I see myself. Yes. But you really are coldly confronted with
that.
Yeah,
like,
wow,
I would have never known
totally.
I'm a fat whore.
It is truly.
Also, like it's just the internet saying the worst thing imaginable. Yeah. Yeah, it's just being like this fucking big nose, untalented. I had a joke where I like yell or whatever, and someone posted like I literally laughed out loud about how not funny this is.
Yeah, it's also
the
just
internet
like,
is the internet. But I mean, like in person, in the internet, person. It's like you can't even fucking. That's just insane.
Like
nothing.
I think like I don't hear my accent. And I think I wouldn't know I had an accent until I did roast battles and people started doing my accent. And I was like, oh, I just had not considered this as because you don't really hear you're doing your best impression of American. You know what I mean? Totally. So there's just a lot of things that you pick up on. You're like, oh, I didn't think we all thought I was Vietnamese. What the hell? You know? Just like random shit.
No, roast battle's a wild way to learn.
Yes,
everyone
I know. But it's
a,
actually
a
really
Muslim pervert, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, what the hell happened?
Dude, I was like 60 pounds lighter too. I was in college and someone was like, great, you know, she's a funny comic, it was hilarious, but she was like, Maddie looks like if Grimace transitioned, which is so funny, yeah. but it's when it gets a huge laugh,
yeah,
and
you're
like,
oh damn it,
really?
Everyone's just like, Patrick, my homosexual, and you're like, okay. But the huge, the rip roaring laugh is hurtful.
Yeah,
yeah, it's when you're like, oh, we all were thinking this? You tapped into something in the unconscious of the room?
Yeah.
Great.
And they're like, perfect, that's perfect.
Yeah, but in a way, like, I'm like, I don't know if it's good. It's like the internet, I think, is different because it's like, you can't listen to it.
But also, that is when you realize that people will just go on it and be like a woman talking, and you're like, so we're still fucking here.
I've never seen misogyny except
on Reddit.
But I just never really, I quite frankly didn't experience much of it until it was like, posting stand-up online was the first time that someone was like, you're a woman, I don't like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like fucking wild.
They really
wild.
Just immediately hate it.
It's really weird.
Because in Chapel Hill, they're
so
like, you're a woman and we love you. Yeah. Yes, queen.
Yeah,
yeah, you're a woman,
bit.
You're great. Yeah.
But like, okay, I never thought about misogyny, even though when I was like, we're only two girls, you know? So my sister and then me. And when I was born, apparently people in my family being very liberal, we're like, it's okay that it's not a son. Okay, so that was like the liberal take on this. And
like,
and then
like,
my mom was like, they were so liberal. They were like, it's okay that it's not a son. Despite that, you just put it out of your brain, you know, because you don't think, like, you can't like go through life carrying that. So you just kind of forget. And then suddenly you're like, everyone's like, bitches always, or someone referred to me as a hole. Have you ever heard
Jesus
that?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Or like you'll say like you had sex with someone and every comment will be like, well, he got what he could possibly want out of you. And you're just like, no one.
Wild.
What is this? Like, what is this energy? You know?
It's really wild.
No good.
And you know what's so weird too is like, I was thinking.
But I respond. I'll fucking get back at them.
I'm responding in like the most like the one like alpha one up. I have a fucking huge hole, dude.
Yeah. Your mom could fit in it, dude.
You couldn't even fill my pussy if you tried, bro. How about you step up? How about that,
Maddie,
bitch?
Maddie starts punching people
step
outside
into my pussy.
Pussy could be the escape raft from an ad, you fucking bitch.
But it's just like, it's so funny because those guys, I'm like, if I picture the version of me that you would actually respect, which I think is like an oxymoron, it doesn't even exist. But even if I could fulfill every box you'd want me to check, I would hate being that person.
Oh, of course.
Also, they would still hate that person.
They would hate that person.
They would just be more horny for that person than they would hate them. And the second they're done fucking, they'd be like, I hate them.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of like hacky male jokes are like, she's always talking after we have sex. I just want to use you for sex. And then you disappear, which is literally some people's jokes.
It is amazing what men will reveal about themselves on stage that we find acceptable because it's a trope that's been going on for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's like if you had to pitch religion to an adult who'd never heard of it, they'd go, oh, that's crazy. Like if you said that joke to someone who didn't know stand up, they'd be like, that's really mean.
Would you say that? Yeah.
But there's all this like, oh, take my wife, and you're like, that's stand up.
But
it's
also
like, this dude fucking
also
hates
that is
his
genuinely
wife.
How a lot of that is like how a lot of toxic dudes think.
Yeah. Take my wife, please, is one of the best jokes in the world. So
yeah, can we just say
that is true.
This woman I profess love to in front of both of our families, kill her. I hate her. She's always like blah blah blah. Can't work. Yeah. I'm legally not allowed outside.
Have there been female comics that have done like the my husband's annoying and I wish he'd shut up thing?
I want to say that I've heard someone say
I
that.
Feel like, I mean, a lot of it can be like, my partner's annoying. Like, I think that's a fair take because your partner is annoying.
And the
because that's
on
the person
yeah.
you deal with the most and they are so fucking annoying.
Because
they
it's like really, really personal. And they just beat the life
you know?
Out of you. You just go, you like start going, and you're like, and
you
it's
hit
just
them,
every
they
day
hate
this
you.
Leech.
But I think where it crosses the line is where they're like, and she's a huge bitch. The joke can't just be like, she's a huge bitch.
Yeah.
That's why John Mulaney has that joke where he'll be like, I asked my wife if I could talk about her, and she's like, just don't say I'm like a huge bitch. And he's like, how would that be funny? My wife is a huge bitch.
That's literally,
who would like that?
Standing
it's
O
so
in the
funny.
80s. Yeah. Standing O to be like, my wife's a huge bitch. Everyone's yeah. like, kill her, yeah. kill her. I mean, Sam Kinison, who I do like his first hour, but later he did have a TV show where he just has people call and be like, you stupid fucking whore. And, that would be yeah. it.
Do you know what's so interesting is like, there's so many comics that like, I feel like we're very similar in this way. Yeah. It's like the guys that we're drawn to have like a rage, like a like oh, a yes. Burr or a, you know, like, I guess kind of a Patrice or like yeah. an Eddie Pepitone or yeah. like a Kinison. Yeah. But it's like, because they're men, a lot of that rage is just like at women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'll be like, Eddie Pepitone just hates the system. Which
no,
is
that's
good.
True. Eddie Pepitone yeah, yeah, has directed yeah. it in class in a very just and noble way.
Yes.
Don't you compare Eddie
like,
Pepitone to
But if you, like angry stand-up, a lot of times you eventually get down the rabbit hole where your favorite comic is just saying some shit about like, they're all holes and
yes.
they just shut the fuck
yeah.
up. And it's
I mean,
like yeah.
I love Bill Burr. One of my favorites. But there is this bit that I also love. It's a really good bit. But it's like, women saying being a mom is the hardest job. Yeah. And that's a great bit, but you're also like, what are you saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. kind of what I love about Burr too, is I'm like, he is one of my favorites because he can say something that I so vehemently yeah. disagree with and I still laugh.
Yeah.
Because one, it's so good that I can't help but laugh. Yeah. And two, it's like, damn, you did show me that I don't agree with, I'm not who I think I am quite
yeah,
as much
yeah,
as I
yeah,
thought
yeah.
because you got an involuntary
yeah,
reaction
it's,
on me.
It's incredible.
Like, that's a skill to make someone that disagrees with you laugh.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's still just like, yeah. there is still
or
shit
where like
I'm
like,
no.
this abortion joke that everyone's like, it's a genius joke. It's a genius. It's about like how if you mixed a cake and you didn't put it in the oven or someone destroyed the mixture before they put it in the oven, you wouldn't be like, well, I never had a cake. You would still be like, the cake didn't get, whatever. It's like this analogy that is deeply flawed or whatever. But I'm also like, oh, you're just out there making commentary about an issue that's never gonna fucking affect you.
Mm. Yeah.
And but it's still like a.
Also,
I can
you
see
can't
where
get
the joke is
if
good
the, if the cake is not cooked correctly.
Yeah,
you know right. what I mean.
Well, it's
yeah.
just like he's
you're
like,
not like, oh fuck, I didn't put it at 365.
Well,
I guess.
Well, like
bleed
he's like, yeah,
dying.
It's like if you were like, wait, I accidentally put poison in the cake, and they're like, you gotta
yeah.
eat it.
Yeah, there's actually
like, he's like, it's it. He's like, you know, abortion is murder, but I'm okay with murder, and I'm like, well, don't.
Let's
you know,
that.
That's
it's
not
funny,
the great
like,
take.
Yeah.
yeah, it's the
but
take
I'm
itself
okay with
is.
Murder is correct for America, though, right? Because it's like, we're not taking the guns away. It's up to everyone's personal right. You're okay with murder.
Yeah.
Right. Until it's a baby.
The
what
only
if that
thing,
baby,
let's
what if
kill
that, what
him.
If that
let's
fetus
kill him.
Grows up and buys a gun and kills a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That might be the only way we stop more school shooters is to increase abortion.
That is actually true. When you increase abortion, there's lower crimes in the area.
Really,
and
yeah.
there's like
yeah.
less jail time because obviously people who are trying to do this is, you know, they're not
yeah,
in a situation
in a
where they
poverty,
can,
yeah,
yeah, where they can raise a baby well. So
with the thing that like what we're talking about with Burr, where it's like there's so many comics that I look up to that are, and this I'm painting with a broad brush.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love Burr, but like yeah. that have an incredible skill,
yes.
but the thing they're saying I disagree with,
demagogues,
which like fine,
demagogues,
because yeah.
you're like, this is what I'm talking about. If you have a good
skill.
Yeah. way of
you're like
talking
dictators.
I think, you're like yeah
but I think our generation of comics, like the class, like the young comics that are coming up now that like haven't done hours yet,
yeah.
are like, because you know there's like that weird schism of like there's like the Shane Gillis and then there's like the Nanette,
yeah.
where people are like, all that matters is funny, or like all that matters is meaning.
Yeah.
But I think there's gonna be this like cool fusion where it's like achieve the skill
Maddie
set
Weider.
But also like
yeah
But think about why you're saying
yeah,
what
yeah,
you're
yeah.
saying. I don't think that's really been in like the ethos of comedy.
Yeah.
It's just been like, if it's funny, it's funny. Don't analyze it further. But I think now, and because
yeah.
of the internet and because of kind of like morally policing each other in like sometimes a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we might actually like, I think that might be a cool next step in like
yeah.
the art form.
I also feel like people feel like it's a more interesting skill set. They're like, well, hearing about this is more interesting than hearing about nothing.
Mm.
Which is sometimes there's a place for hearing about nothing that's just jokes and like turning it off. But it's, I would find it like, I don't want to go all the way in a net, but I would find it more interesting if I was like, oh, that was actually like a very thoughtful way of, which Wilbur has done for me millions of times where I'm like,
yeah.
that was actually such a cool way to think about this.
Yeah, I feel like we're not
you
talking
know?
About like the Mitch Hedbergs or the Stephen Wrights or
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the tradition of like
yeah.
the Carlin Pryor, Louis, like that
yeah.
whole, like, but there's a, oh fuck. Oh, Benny Feldman. Do you know him?
Yes, I love
Dude,
Benny.
He had that great tweet where he was like, oh, I'm butchering it, but where he was like saying that like the guys now that'll be like, it's just jokes. Jokes have no social impact. Like, stop holding my feet to the fire about this are the same people who revere like Carlin and Pryor and Lenny Bruce for their social impact.
Right, right. Yeah, which quite literally, it's always had social impact. Like Lenny Bruce was literally like arrested for saying stuff that, ironically, comedy is like so timely, it's not timeless. Because if you look at what he said now, you're like, that's like a bad tweet. And back then, they're like, lock him up.
Yeah.
He's corrupting the youth. And you're like, this is a lame, stupid, like Pier 1 import shirt.
Yeah.
It's so lame thing.
Lenny Bruce said, homework loading.
That got him arrested. That got him banned.
Yeah, they threw Lenny Bruce in jail for saying fluent in sarcasm.
I do have to go to
work. Okay, cool. Yeah. Should we do plugs?
Yeah. You can find me at Cash App, Kenyon Adam Chick. Go to my Instagram, follow the podcast. If you're already doing that, you're doing the right stuff.
Fuck yeah. I don't know. The camera looks like it turned off. So, are we at 57 minutes? Oh, we just ran out of time. So this will be audio only. We'll put up a picture of a capybara on the YouTube for this part.
Yes.
I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. I got tour dates coming up.
Yeah, come see tour dates.
I'm on Casey Shornima Instagram, and I only have two more tour dates for the rest of this year. and that's also on my Instagram. So
hell yeah. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for coming.
Bye. Bye.